Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Julio Becker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aussie Alvarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chrisley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to third. Smith moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Francona reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball towards center. Pearson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pearson. Francona scores. Landis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox scores. Smith moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Hal Griggs now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a line drive towards center. Landis catches it and throws to first to double up Chrisley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Griggs covering, for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Aussie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Griggs strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chris Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Pearson moves to second. Faith Roneberry pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a line drive into center field. Landis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Pearson scores. Throneberry goes all the way around to score. Courtney moves to second. It's 10-2, White Sox. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Faith Roneberry now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarez takes first base on ball 4. Herb Plus pinch hits for Hal Griggs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Alvarez goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, White Sox. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Lumenti now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bud Byerly now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 3 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.